People, Taoiseach, are absorbing two serious scandals regarding taxpayers' money. The payment fiasco at RTE has dominated politics for weeks now, and the debate surrounding the construction of the National Children's Hospital, that deepens a debacle and a cost that are out of control. The hospital's development board will appear before the Erica's Health Committee tomorrow. Their opening statement is mind-blowing. It charts a farcical story of delay, massive cost overrun, a developer allowed to run amok, and a government that has no control whatsoever on the construction of what is going to be one of the most expensive hospitals in the world. At least €2 billion of taxpayers' money is being invested in this hospital, yet the board still can't tell us, neither can you, neither can the developer, when the doors are actually going to open and when the children of Ireland will be able to use this hospital. Nor can they tell us what the final bill will be. They say the developer, BAM, has failed to deliver a contract programme that is compliant to deliver the hospital on time and on budget. We have zero clarity, Taoiseach, on the final costs of this project. Now the board has submitted a further request to the department for more money to get the hospital built. The board are writing cheques to BAM, while at the same time they're expressing their anger with BAM of how the developer is failing to deliver. And this just beggars belief, Taoiseach. It is clear that there is nobody in charge of this project and that this project has become a runaway train. The Minister for Health is clearly asleep at the wheel in relation to this issue. Last week he made light of the concerns that I raised and my party raised regarding the design flaws in half of the operating theatres in the hospital and the serious consequences that this could have. Now we learn from the opening statement of the board that there is not one expert review but two expert reviews into this very same issue. And meanwhile, your government is happy just to stand on the sidelines, shrug the shoulder, should write another couple of cheques for a couple of €100 million. What does it matter? And the public are looking on at this farce and they know that they're being ripped off. They know that they're being taken for fools. This hospital, when you were Minister for Health, was supposed to cost us €650 million. It has now got a price tag of €2 billion. Costs have more than tripled. We were supposed to have a National Children's Hospital years ago. Then it became August 2022. Then it's May 2024. And now the board says we can't even guarantee that time frame. Once again, the public are looking on and they're seeing a complete mess and a government that is holding nobody to account in relation to the mismanagement of hundreds of millions of euro in relation to taxpayers' money. The scandal at RTE and the debacle in relation to the National Children's Hospital are the outworking of that type of insider culture of entitlement, that type of incompetence that's been fostered by successive Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael governments down throughout the years. That broken culture that we have here is the reason why we have a housing emergency. It is the reason we have our health services creaking at the seams. It is the reason, Taoiseach, that countless young people are today deciding to emigrate and believe that they have been forced to do so. And people want change, and you can shake your head all you want, but young people are making the decision to leave because of this type of culture. They want change. They want it better for themselves, for their family, and they want better for the children of this state. They want the children's hospital built. Now, Taoiseach, we have 100,000, more than 100,000 children on hospital waiting lists. We have 290 children with scoliosis waiting for life-changing surgery. The Ombudsman pointed out, well, one of them, just one of them, was waiting 5 years. That is a disgrace. And the National Children's Hospital needs to be completed. It needs to be opened for those children and many more. So my question to you is very simple, Taoiseach. Can you tell us, as the former Minister for Health, as the Taoiseach currently, when is this hospital going to open its doors to the public? Are you confident that the May date that the Minister gave just 2 weeks ago will be achieved? And can you tell us, what's the final bill? And are you going to hold anybody to account in the fact that this is now tripled in terms of costs?
Margaret, Taoiseach, please.
Thanks very much, Deputy. The new Children's Hospital will be an incredible state-of-the-art hospital, one of the best in the world, and nobody will be sorry that it was built. And when people see it, and when parents experience the treatments that their children receive there, nobody will say that it wasn't worth it. I guarantee you that, Deputy. It'll be Ireland's first digital public hospital with 380 individual ensuite rooms, with rooms for parents to stay overnight in each room. It will have 60 critical care beds and 93 day beds. There's a good deal of the focus on the cost, which has been affected by COVID-19, by the war in Ukraine and also by inflation. As deputies know, delay is the biggest contributor to the cost, and the project will take longer than was planned and will cost more than was projected. Infrastructure projects like these are huge, they're complex, and they're difficult, and we see this in projects of this scale internationally. But I want to reassure the House that everything possible is being done to ensure this project is completed as soon as possible. As things stand, the new hospital is 85% complete, and the focus of works continues to be on internal fit-out and commissioning of mechanical and electrical services. Medical equipment is now also being installed. The elevated helipad, which will serve the Children's Hospital and St James's, is progressing to its final stages of assembly. Substantial completion is informed by the contractor's programme, and the last construction programme received from BAM, the contractor, suggested substantial completion could be achieved by March 2024, and BAM has since revised this back to May 2024. Once substantial completion is achieved, the hospital then has to be handed over, and there will be a period of months before it is fully commissioned. So to answer your question, Deputy, we expect it to be completed and handed over next year, and we'd expect it to be open to patients towards the end of next year or early 2025 at the latest. In terms of the budget, the budget for the hospital is £1.433 billion. Of that, £1.32 billion has been drawn down to date. That was the budget we agreed back in 2018. It is clear, however, that the budget will have to be increased and that £1.433 billion will not be adequate. I think it is important to bear in mind that when people use this figure of £2 billion, which I hear a lot, it doesn't take account of account of a number of things, that the total cost is very much related to time, given the inflation clause, but also that the £2 billion figure, which I hear used a lot, people think applies only to the main campus at St James's. It doesn't. And when people use that figure, £2 billion, they're also talking about the urgent care centre at Blanchardstown, which is already open and running and operating well. It also includes the urgent care centre in Talla, which is already open and operating well. It includes the decommissioning of Crumlin and Temple Street, and also even includes the money that was spent on the failed attempt to build on the Matter site about 20 years ago at this stage. So when people use that £2 billion figure, I think it's used in a misleading way.
Minister, your approach here seems to be like, as I said, it's going to shrug the shoulders, keep writing the cheques, nobody going to held to account, and that's why the public are outraged when they see this. It's why what they're outraged at what they're seeing in terms of Unfold, in terms of RTE, that type of insider culture. And at the heart of this, at the very heart of this, is 100,000 children who are waiting on waiting lists. Children with scoliosis, 290 of them, that need life-changing operations. And a hospital that was supposed to be built when you were Minister for Health and announced this project for €650 million. It is ballooned. It is out of control. The cheques just keep on getting written. There is no accountability whatsoever. 2 weeks ago, we were hearing that the completion date was March. Then the Minister says, yeah, it's still March. Then a couple of days later, it's May now. And then we hear from yourself, maybe that by the end of the year. And for the first time, we hear, possibly 2025. The problem here, at the core of this here, is you don't have a clue what's happening with the National Children's Hospital. You can't tell us how much it's going to cost and when it's going to be built. The one thing we do know is it's out of control. It was supposed to cost €650 million. We should have three National Children's Hospital for the price that we're paying for this one. Nobody is disputing that we need it. The board is telling us that there's a go slow going on at the National Children's Hospital, and the government are asleep at the wheel. I'm asking you, where is accountability going to come? Can you give us a final figure? And can you tell us, do you have any confidence at all when this hospital will open its door to the people and the children of Ireland?
Thank you. Thanks,
Deputy. I think it's clear that the cost of the hospital was substantially underestimated back in 2015-2016 at around €600 million. That was 7 years ago now, Deputy. It's not a revelation to anyone that the hospital is going to cost a lot more than the original €600 million estimate, which was an underestimate at the time. We know what it costs now to build a massive hospital of this scale, and it's a lot more than €600 million. But to answer your questions again, Deputy, the hospital will be complete and handed over to the government next year, and we would anticipate patients using the hospital in the latter part of next year or early 2025, and I'm confident those timelines will be correct. The budget allocated to the hospital is $1.433 billion. That's the budget allocated to it in 2018. It is going to cost more than $1.433 billion. Why do we not know at this stage how much more it will cost? One, the inflation clause, the clause, the longer this goes on, the more it will cost to build because of the inflation clause in the contract. And secondly, because we're standing up to the contractor and the contractor has put in many claims for additional money.
Thank you, Taoiseach. Time is up.
Almost all of which we're fighting and almost all of which have been ruled in our favour.